It's 6 minutes to nine on Breakfast, and before we go today, why don't we have some music? She's being compared to the greats, Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, Dusty at her dustiest. Her name is Crystal Warren. She's a Paris-based American folk jazz soul singer. And she's just arrived here for an Australian tour to promote her second solo album, Love Songs, A Time to Embrace. I caught up with Crystal Warren yesterday in the Breakfast studio.
Thank you for having me.
Crystal, I've read you describe your sound as Stevie Withers McCartney. Now, I'm assuming that's Stevie Wonder, not Stevie Nicks.
Ooh, nice question. But yes, I was thinking of Stevie Wonder.
Okay, maybe with a little bit of Stevie Nicks thrown in occasionally.
Sometimes I dance around in my black dress, yes.
Crystal, you grew up in Kansas, then lived in San Francisco, then New York. Now you live in Paris. Have you followed your music, or has the music followed you?
Well, I think that it's kind of been a mixture of both. Growing up in Kansas City, Missouri, I was listening to a great deal of artists, and I think that it laid a good foundation. And then traveling to those other cities, I think I was more or less expressing all the stuff I had been hearing. So, sure, it works both ways.
So growing up in Kansas, I understand that you didn't come from a particularly musical family. Obviously, you've got, you know, music through your bones. I understand that you were watching a Beatles documentary once, and that kind of got you going. Tell me about that.
Well, I'd seen that the anthology miniseries when that had aired, just as the anthologies were coming out, and yeah, it left a really lasting effect. But though with my family, they're not terribly musical, they are, for the most part, Southern Baptist, my family. So I was immersed in a great deal of gospel music, and being forced to go to church on Sunday with the awful dress and patent leather shoes, but listening to the choir. So I think that was what really laid the foundation before getting into the Beatles.
So you were singing from a young age?
Sure, well, whispering from the pew, but yeah.
So there you were in Missouri, singing away, you're a Baptist, singing at church. You come across the Beatles, that gets you going. Presumably you pick up a guitar. I noticed that you have a thing about love songs. Your latest album is called Love Songs, A Time You May Embrace. Can a singer ever tire of singing love songs, and can an audience ever tire of hearing them?
Seems to be a question that Paul McCartney himself once posed. Do you think the people, or you think that people would have had enough of silly love songs? Fortunately, these are not silly, the love songs I've come up with. But no, I don't think that anyone really gets tired of that topic. And I think that it's one of the things that's always inspired any artist across the board.
So you write in this first album, these are songs, love songs written by you. So presumably about your loves and your loves lost.
More of the love's lost for the second side, but yeah, it's kind of a patchwork of my own experiences and some imaginary scenarios, but with enough distance, you know, between me and the songs that it really seems like I'm writing about another couple that I've met.
I think it's worth noting that you've got another album coming out soon that's already recorded. It's called Love Songs, A Time to Refrain from Embracing. Let's hear a love song. We can judge for ourselves whether it's silly or not.
Thank you. This one's called Little Wonder.
Little wonder takes a glance over a shoulder. The sunset is undetermined at best. In her hand she holds a book of poetry and the author she must read before a test. City lights are blinking red to green. She's breathing life into the memory of a friend and recalls she knew the crazy span of waxing light. So she smiles as she turns around the bend, and there's a boy remembering their kiss in Italy, and a writer who's still waiting for his muse, and an artist who held her for a sighing second. Now is a singer who has written her a tune. A singer who has written her a tune. It's little wonder I have written you a tune, yeah.
It's Slightly out of tune, that one, actually.
No, I thought that was beautiful and particularly good at this time of the morning when you just got off a plane last night. You live in Paris. You moved there, I think, for a record contract. Why have you stayed there? Why Paris?
Great food. and also, you know, it's really lovely being in such a gorgeous city.
And you plan on staying in Paris?
I'd like to be buried next to Jim Morrison if there's enough space. Another Yankee, yeah.
Crystal Warren, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you again for having me.
That's Crystal Warren in the Breakfast studio yesterday. She's at the Basement in Sydney tonight performing, then off to the Port Fairy Folk Festival over the weekend, and then a string of dates. When the details of those dates we'll put on our website. And we will have a video of Crystal performing that song, Little Wonder, just for us on RN Breakfast. It'll be up on the RN YouTube page a little later today, so do have a look.